This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Federal Housing Administration's annual report is due out this week, and there's concern that the agency, which insures more than $1 trillion in mortgages, is in big financial trouble thanks to rising mortgage delinquencies. Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports.
The FHA provides mortgage insurance, so if homeowners can't pay, it steps in. Robert Van Order is a real estate professor at George Washington University. He says the agency didn't do a lot of business during the worst years of the housing crisis.
But they picked up more business in 2008 and 2009, which weren't especially good years.
Van Order says the government agency helped stabilize the housing market. It insured home buyers when private companies wouldn't.
Their losses have come from stepping in and taking up some slack during the recession.
Delinquencies and foreclosures are up on FHA-backed loans. The agency insures lower-income buyers with as little as 3.5% down. Van Order says, with the economy picking up, it's time for the FHA to reduce market share and rethink who it insures.
They're looking to moderate income, maybe first-time buyers, but not into the major part of the market.
If the new Federal Housing Administration report shows reserves are depleted, there's concern that might impact taxpayers. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.